The Tooele County lawsuit looks to be a virtual replica of Summit County's suit, or at least very close to it. Names the same defendants, some 21 pharmaceutical companies and three individuals. Complaint also runs about 240 pages. And it reportedly says that there's a national health crisis due to opioids, and the defendants made false and deceptive claims about the long-term use of opioids as a pain remedy and failed to disclose the dangers of addiction and overdose. The lawsuit in Tooele has been assigned to Judge Matthew Bates, who was ironically chief prosecutor in Summit County before his appointment to the 3rd District Court bench. Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson said she has fully expected other Utah counties would file suit. We asked if the suits in Summit and Tooele counties would be officially joined.
So that it's filed in a different department before a different judge. And as to whether or not there's a legitimate basis for consolidation, I don't know. I mean, that would be up to defendants to try to sketch out why that may be a good idea and to propose that. If they were consolidated, I would expect they'd be consolidated in Summit County, because Summit County was the first to file.
Meanwhile, she said they have begun to serve the defendants named in the Summit County litigation. She said out-of-state defendants have 30 days to file a response. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.